The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. The best way to reach us and find out what we do is to go to our website at blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. My guest, and I have a few of them today, some very special guests today. This is something that's really dear to my heart. People know that the Chamber, you know, we're really responsible for trying to help people succeed in business. But I've always said, if we don't take a moment and reach back into our educational system, we're not going to have well-prepared entrepreneurs. And so when I think about young Black entrepreneurs coming up, I mean, I get excited about it. And there's a gentleman I'm going to introduce right now. He keeps me excited about it. And his name is Mr. Jim Hollis from Calculus Roundtable. How are you doing today, Jim?
Great, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jim, you told me that you didn't want to come on this show by yourself, and you brought some folks with you, Jim.
I brought a posse today.
You got the posse today. Why don't you introduce the folks you have that's going to be on the show today?
Well, thanks, Carl. The folks I wanted to introduce you to were people who participated in the Black Youth Techathon. We call it the Black Youth Techathon Expedition Series, which is short for BITES. But it's a program that we've been doing in the Silicon Valley with the Black Chamber and several other organizations for the last 3 or 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's grown popularity every year. This year, of course, with COVID, we couldn't do the same sort of in-person work that we've been doing before. So we tried to do something different this year, which was to combine the work that we've been doing with kids in the Bay Area with professors, scientists, and students in Africa, and make the connection between what's happening in Africa and what's happening here in America through astronomy. So we looked at a lot of things in terms of planetary alignment. We talked to an astrophysicist from Cape Town, South Africa, who worked with the students. We worked with some scientists from NASA, and we even watched live the Mars rover that last week landed on Mars.
Whoa.
With NASA advisors in the pot in the Zoom room, if you will, with us. So the students participated in activities. They answered questions. They did tests. And we have the winner of the contest, both the team winner and the individual point leader. Her name is Chiara Parks, and we have her parents and her school leader also here on the call.
Her school leader? Who's that?
Her school leader is Dr. Ida Oberman from the Community School for Creative Education in Oakland. And I think she's on the call, too.
Dr. Oberman. Now, that's a name I remember for when we did the techathon here. I think Dr. Oberman came and brought a bunch of kids together. Dr. Oberman, you want to talk a little bit about that or whatever else you're doing?
Oh, of course. Well, thank you so much for having us. And we're, of course, tremendously proud of Chiara and her family, and very proud of the Techathon. Yes, my name is Dr. Ida Oberman, founder and executive director. We are 10 years old in East Oakland, and we're proud that we've had the highest scores for African American students in science for the past 4 years. Highest growth scores for Latinx students in the past 3 years. So we are really proud to be serving our community, and we're very, very proud of our young leaders of tomorrow.
Wow. And is that, and that organization's name, is that CSE, Community School for Creative
Education? Yes, you can reach us at www.communityschoolforcreativeeducation.org. So that's the name of the school, www.communityschoolforcreativeeducation.org. And we love to partner. We know it's great for the partners. It's wonderful for our students and our shared future. So please reach out.
Oh, I'm excited about that. We're going to make sure that we connect this with our chamber website and our newsletters. And for those folks who don't get a chance to hear the whole show this time, they're going to be able to get it on our podcast. So there'll be various ways we're going to get this out. Community School for Creative Education. And we love that concept. Man, now I'm getting excited. Now I'm almost there, but I want to meet the parents before I go to our esteemed leader and winner, right? Maisha and Charles, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I want to find out, you know, how proud you guys are of Kiara, and tell me a little bit about your experience, you know, being associated with this event.
Well, we went to the Techathon, I think a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was glad when Mr. Hollis reached out to me about this year, because we can't do what we used to do socially, but I'm glad the children were allowed to participate in this event remotely.
Well, Charles, anything you want to add to that?
Oh, I just want to say I'm just so proud of Kiara. You know, It's amazing to be able to see her have so many more opportunities than both Maisha and I had at her age, and that she's, you know, been interested in pursuing all of those opportunities. So I'm just very proud that Kiara's not just a winner, but also that she has an interest in the field and that she's been a participant.
I'm glad you said that, Charles, because that just shows that you're a wonderful parent that, you know, we're going to talk about what she did as far as her accomplishments in winning. But all of us here know the effort itself is really what is so outstanding. You know, I grew up playing basketball and baseball, and, you know, everybody's not going to win the championship, but the effort that we gave really, really kind of crafted who you're going to be and molds who you're going to be. So, Kiara, I want to go to you, and you're like the celebrity of all the what we're talking about right now. All of us adults are looking and want to talk to you. We don't want to make you nervous, but we want to just ask you a couple of questions about what would you, in your own words, just tell me about your experience and being a part of this Techathon.
Well, yeah, thank you for having me. I really like doing it. It's super fun because, like, when you do the Techathon, you get to create ideas about what you want to do to help other people and even maybe to help yourself in the future. And it's awesome because you get to create ideas, and those ideas, people can help you figure out how you can help your idea to help it thrive and to help it, like, to help your idea grow.
Man, that's a wonderful answer. You know, a lot gets revealed whenever you have projects like you did and what you're doing. And even the words you said, like, you're about ideas that help other people. You know, if all of us could really follow what you're, you know, getting embedded in your heart right now, what a wonderful community we would be in. Can you tell me a little bit about your project or the idea that you did have?
Okay. My project was, it's a little tiny device, mm-hmm. and it's a little patch, and you put it on next to your side, and it scans your body to find bacteria that's not supposed to be there, or it scans for viruses, or you can insert information about, I have diabetes, I take this medicine, and it'll give you a shot for whatever's going on, like insulin, it'll give you a shot, but it's so small that you can barely feel it. It gives you the shot every few seconds, and it sort of balances out how many times you get the shot, so that you get so accustomed to it being there that you kind of just forget it's there.
What? Wait, you know, I've heard some very interesting things. This is amazing. Now, how did you come up with this concept or this idea?
I don't know. I think it was the fact that I keep seeing a bunch of commercials about how people are talking about how needles hurt so much, mm-hmm. because, plus, I know from experience that needles hurt a lot. And I also know that when things are smaller and mm-hmm. things are more balanced out, you can sort of forget about them being there. Like, I know that I'm so used to picking up my glasses every morning, I don't have to think, okay, so this morning I have to remember to pick up my glasses. It's something I have trained my brain to know how to do automatically.
Now, tell me now, you know, we got about a minute or so before the first half is over. What grade are you in, and what age are you? How old are you?
I'm 11 years old, and I'm in the sixth grade.
This is amazing that you would even think of something like this. Jim, I don't know how many listeners are out there who may want to invest their time and effort to make this come about, but this would be a fantastic thing. So you've designed this, and you may even be trying to work on a protocol, or what are you doing with it right now?
Well, right now I'm more of trying to figure out how it would work, mm-hmm. if it would be, how it would be charged, what it would run on, and also what to call it. Because right now I'm just calling it the virus patch. That's the name I came up with, virus patch.
Well, I think that's a wonderful name. So until you get somebody else in marketing, they'll change the name. That's a wonderful name. Kiara, this is fantastic. I am looking forward to hearing more about this on the second part of our show. So let's just pause for 1 second. We're going to just take a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Bay Area residents, we need your help. The coronavirus has affected everyone, and that includes Silicon Valley. Nonprofits that help small businesses like our Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce are in dire need of support. Your support helps us support and assist small businesses with workshop webinars and even 101 technical training for free. Please give, whether it's your time, your volunteer expertise, or donations. Go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com, and see how we help Bay Area communities.
And now back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Welcome back. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. We left the first half talking to Kiara Parks, a sixth grader, right? With a wonderful idea. I mean, this patch idea. This patch, virus patch that she's talking about, it's a wonderful idea, but she's actually the young lady that actually won the event that Mr. Jim Hollis and Calculus Roundtable helped put together. And they've been a strategic partner for the Silicon Valley for the last few years. And the whole concept is to try to get our kids more interested. And not only the kids, but the parents, as you'll meet her parents, Kiara's parents today, get them involved in the STEM. Science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So that's STEAM. So it's STEAM, STEM, all those things that we know are going to be really the types of sciences that's going to govern their lives in the future. I was talking to Jim a while back, and Jim had given me alarming statistic about the number of youth that were either getting calculus, Jim. Remember that one time you told me some data? Can you share that with our audience on what that data was like? And hopefully that was then, and hopefully it's changed now. But can you give a little bit about that? This is Jim Hollis from Calculus Roundtable.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks again. That data point actually informed the name of our organization, the Calculus Roundtable. And not that all students need to take calculus, but this statistic is an indicator of how much work we have to do in the system. And that is in the this was when we took the original data in 2012. This is 8 years ago. And it hasn't changed that much since, unfortunately, I have to say. But at the time, in the 9 Bay Area counties, there were less than 100 African-American students enrolled in a calculus class. Mm. In a Bay Area of, 9 million people? Mm-hmm. That's criminal. And so we set out to not only work with seniors in high school, but work with kids at the early education level to introduce these higher math and science concepts to them in a way that was easy to understand, easy to digest. So when they get to calculus, when these other concepts come to them, they're more prepared for them. And we work with mentors and leaders in the community, as much as possible who look like the students we serve. Mm-hmm. We work with scientists, technology folks, people from gaming companies, people from pharmaceuticals, Bristol Myers Squibb. We've got lots of scientists and engineers and mathematicians that we work with of color who want to give back. And, instead of going to a baseball game with one kid, mm-hmm. they work with 500 kids who now know their name. They're not sort of an empty vessel. It's Mr. Vern from NASA. It's someone at MIT or whatever. So they have personal relationships with these mentors and the curriculum in a way that makes it makes them comfortable with learning and make learning fun again.
Man, Jim, I love every time you say stuff like that and tell me that. I get really excited. Matter of fact, I had Mr. Tony Thurman, the California Superintendent of Instructions, on the show. And I mentioned, I say, Tony, you've got to know Jim Hollis. He's like, connect me, Carl. I want to know that guy. Because people like you, Jim, actually deliver the service. People like Tony, they could go get the funds. And there's listeners that listen to our show that have the wherewithal to either volunteer, be a part of giving. And I want to talk to Dr. Oberman about that, because I know she said earlier in the first half about how people can reach her. But Dr. Oberman, can we talk a little bit about the school again and how people can connect and reach you, whether they want to volunteer or they want to partner or they want to be a giver? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Thank you so very much, President Davis, and thank you for having me and having us. Yes, our school, Community School for Creative Education, is in Oakland on 21st Avenue and International, and you can reach us at www.communityschoolforcreativeeducation.org. It's the name of the school, or by phone at 510-517-0331. So www.communityschoolforcreativeeducation.org or by phone 510-517-0331. We are TK-8 and we're enrolling for the coming year, and everybody's welcome.
How long has the school been around, Dr. Oberman?
We are 13 years old.
13 years old. Wow. And this is fantastic. This is the type of partnership that we are looking for and we need. And Kiara is like the product of this, right? So Kiara, I want to go back to you and ask you more about your invention, because I just see it as something that the community can really use. So tell me a little bit more about, your thought about that patch. I'm sure there was something you may have left off the first half. Is there anything you want to add about, how the patch works?
Yeah, so the virus patch, that's what I'm calling it for now. Mm-hmm. It has little, it basically has things that feel like spikes on the very back. Because I got that idea from something my doctor has, and it has these spikes on the back so that even if you, like, if you feel it at all, it feels like a bunch of spikes instead of just one needle pricking you, like how you can step on a bunch of glass and it won't hurt, but you can step on one piece of glass and it's going to hurt a lot. When you have a bunch of spikes poking you, it doesn't hurt as much as one spike, which is the needle poking you a lot.
Now, if you when you did this, did you do this by yourself or you were a part of a team?
Well, yeah, I was part of a team, but it was more of me doing it. But I had some help, like just on like small ideas, but it was really just me coming up with the entire process. Usually while I was like working on other things, ideas would just come and I would just like type them in.
Now, how did you end up putting together your concept in a way that you were able to pitch it, as Jim said? You were able to pitch it to some folks at the event. How did you do that? How did you put that together?
Well, usually I like to like use slides for things, like Google Slides for things that I have to focus on and I have to like say a bunch of stuff for, because I can write down all the information in the order I want it in. Like for every different segment, I would have a different slide. So that was how I kind of figured out how I was going to organize all of the ideas.
Now, Jim mentioned that you presented this to a pretty esteemed panel. Jim, can you share, Jim, who these people were, Jim, that she had to do this pitch to?
Yes, I will. I mean, I just want to emphasize that point that you were talking about now, Carl. It wasn't just that her idea is awesome, and lots of folks have awesome ideas, but she was able to organize her thoughts about this idea in a way that she could present it to some very esteemed technologists. We had the vice president of Dolby, Giles Baker was there. We had a professor of astrophysics from Cape Town University in South Africa. And then we had Dr. Jeremy Frank from NASA, who actually worked on the rover as part of the panel. So the idea, the lead that we gave the students was invent something, either an organism, a device, or a means of transportation that can be used on another planet. So she thought about what the sort of the things that we're doing on Earth and all the work that's being happened with the coronavirus and infectious diseases, and thinking about how we move that culture that we're doing here into the future and into space. So it was a little bit of space exploration, biomedicine, and, you know, entrepreneurship and how she presented it. And they asked her questions. She had to defend it. It wasn't just she did a presentation and they applauded. They asked her very critical questions about how it operated and what happened in this situation. And she had complete, thorough answers. It was clear that she had thought through the process. And I think, to the credit of the Techathon, which is part of all of us who are on this call, parents and educators and community leaders like yourself, is that she competed last year. So, you know, she had a premise of how to do it. And this is where experience is important. We currently, you know, with kids, especially kids of color, don't have mentors, people who they can see do it before they try it. So we try to put kids involved with mentors in a way that, you know, because failure is part of success.
It's such
a critical part of success that we don't teach how to fail, how to learn from your mistakes, how to try it again. And I think our students really sort of have that capacity to like, oh, she didn't win last year. She didn't quit. She didn't. Mm-hmm. She didn't like, oh, I don't. This is stupid. She sort of perfected her idea, and she thought about her presentation skills, and she thought about from the very beginning how to create this idea, not at the end. So there's lots of skills that come out of failure that lead to success.
I love that, Jim. I'm glad you said that. Kiara, when you were working on your patch, you know, and where are you going to go now? Is there anything that you want to tell people? Like, we got about another minute and a half or so. Is there anything you want to tell the public about what you're doing? You know, how you're open to, you know, hearing suggestions? Are there any ideas you want everyone to know about the virus patch?
Well, not really. Like, because what I've said is basically what I've come up with. It might sound like you could come up with it in like 12 seconds. Like, no. Idea popped in my head. I just say it out loud. It took me like a while to figure out just how it was gonna be shaped and what it was gonna look like.
Well, I'm glad you did it. I mean, I think the fact that Jim said it really appropriately, you took an idea, you worked on it, created it, made it a concept, and now it's something that could possibly, you know, not only have legs, but actually bless a lot of people. Man, Jim, Dr. Obelman, Maisha, Charles, and Kiara, I'm so glad that you guys were able to come on to our show today. You know, this is the type of stuff that really gets me excited. So I want people to know that if they do miss the show, they can see the show or hear the show again under blackchamber.com. Click on radio show and then click on podcast. So until we meet again, we always say, remember, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. So stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.